Coming up on Inside the Cleveland Browns, Paul Kruger and a few of his teammates invite us to join them on the golf course.
Find out who has what it takes to win on the paintball field.
Hey, the first person I'm going to shoot might be my teammate, Gary.
And a few lucky players go to Cedar Point to experience their new ride, the Val Raven.
Holy moly!
All that and more coming up next. Good morning, Dog Pound. Welcome to an all-new Inside the Cleveland Browns. Today we are at the beautiful Westwood Country Club for the Cleveland Browns Foundation's 17th annual golf outing.
What a beautiful day and such a great event as well. The event alone has raised over $2.8 million and last year helped over 54,000 of youngsters here in Northeast Ohio.
And it's such a great opportunity for the Browns players and staff to get involved and support the organization. In fact, Paul Kruger and his teammates even wanted to get a chance to get a little practice in before today.
What's going on, guys? It's Paul Kruger here. We're here at Red Tail Golf Course in Avon, Ohio. And we're out here with Andy Lee, Austin Davis, John Hughes, and Charles Hewlett, just preparing our minds a little bit for the tournament on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty.
Nice shot, John.
Appreciate it.
God, that's so bad. I'm a little rusty, I'm not going to lie. I haven't played for a couple weeks. So I feel okay, but definitely not what I'm capable of. It went this way?
I think you're back in here somewhere.
It's sad that looking for golf balls is just as much a part of the game as hitting the ball.
Heads up, Andy.
I knew it was going to go right, too.
Worst score on each hole, the next one has to tee off with the hammer. My father-in-law bought it off an infomercial and wanted me to try it out.
Oh,
that's
That is so bad.
Nice. There it is.
Good shot.
Golf's the only sport where you still congratulate your opponent, you know what I mean? Football, you never say, like, nice block, you just crushed me on that.
There you go.
You gotta be careful, there's a couple of geese out here that'll... Yeah, they'll get after you.
Oh, heads up. Yeah, I got it on the green. I'll take it.
Oh, nice touch. Hey, nice birdie, buddy.
Sarah, obviously Paul Kruger getting a little bit of work in before the big golf outing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the foursome you would want to be a part of, right? Well, obviously during the regular season, you go to Browns games and you watch your players make great plays on the field, right? We all do that. We love that. But the thing you don't realize when you see the scoreboard, some of the players doing their little dancing routines or whatever.
Up.
That doesn't happen overnight. In fact, it happens during the off season, and it just happened the other day. Let's take a behind the scenes look and get to see what these players look like off the field.
Last couple days we've been here in Berea shooting all the players and doing some specialty looks for the scoreboard this season. We're, you know, trying to fall in line with what some of the stuff that Coach Jackson's been saying of really a gritty, tough, hardworking team, candidly, that expects to win. And we kind of hope our fans start to feel that way, that, you know, the Browns expect to win. And that's what we want to portray with some of the content that we're producing.
Third down. It's time to fight.
We really want the crowd to be totally into it, insane, just completely fired up.
We gotta have you, dog pound.
We want them to really feel like they're that, you know, 12th man on the field.
Dog pound, we need you. Get loud. Let's go.
We also want the players to feel that way. When they see that content on there, it kind of just gets them energized.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Let's make some noise and get loud, dog pound.
Actually, we had guys in there yesterday that were reading lines, and the way they were doing it, other teammates were like, wow, I'm ready to go.
What are you going after today?
We want the dog pound to be alive and well.
Come on, dog pound. I can't hear you. Get down.
Awesome.
Now, that's what I like to see. There is nothing like a pumped up crowd at First Energy Stadium, and those guys are definitely going to help. Now, keep it right here, dog pound. More Inside the Cleveland Browns. We'll be right back. When Inside the Cleveland Browns returns, the players team build on the paintball field.
Hey, we're done. Don't shoot.
And Joe Hayden joins us to tell us why he's excited about a new feature at this year's golf outing.
I want to congratulate the Cavs, man, and making it again to the finals, man. Do work. You put it on for the city. You're making the city proud. Hope you bring home a championship for Cleveland.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. So, I love music. I'm always dancing around, and I've always wondered what each player kind of listens to pump them up before the game. Well, that's one of the things we find out about Xavier Cooper in this week's Browns Blitz.
My favorite part of practice is going against the offensive line in one-on-one drills, and that's because I get to work against Joe Thomas. My favorite memory of college is winning the Apple Cup in 2012. It was my first year redshirt freshman, and that was a great feeling. My game day ritual, well, I don't do much. I just listen to some old school music, usually like Earth, Wind & Fire, Funkadelics. Just get the grooves going, you know. Okay, so the most surprising thing people want to know about me is that I'm a food critic. I really like Japanese food. I really like Japanese food. Also, the NFL player I admire the most is Aaron Donald from the St. Louis Rams. I just like it, you know, like his game. You know, he's been super undersized, but, you know, with his athletic ability, you know, he's unmatched at his position right now. The best thing about being a Cleveland Brown is putting on that jersey and running out in front of the dog pound. Best fans in the world.
I love that he loves Earth, Wind, and Fire. I bet you he'll be dancing in September come pregame warm-ups. The guys just like to have so much fun, especially Gary Barnage. What a guy. Treated the whole team to a little fun off the field with some paintball. Take a look.
I want to do something different that other guys don't do. And we did this last year as a team. I want to do something just to give back to guys. Say, hey, let's go have fun and build a little team camaraderie.
Going down today. Watch me.
Hey, we here now.
Yes, it's going down.
They just mad because they ain't got camo.
That's the one.
I'm going to tell you that on camera. Hey, the first person I'm going to shoot, it might be my teammate, Gary. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, might be Gary.
Sorry, Gary. I hope you hear this on film, Gary. That you about to get shot by me.
Oh, my bad, bro. Don't do that shit.
My bad, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to shoot him, right?
Dumb. Shot me right in the neck.
Oh, we did that position. So we have three tight ends and two O-line together. We have the DBs together. We have running backs, receiver, and quarterback together. We got linebackers together.
That was close. Hey, he's right in front of that mound in front of you. Hey, we done. Don't shoot.
I've been waiting for this all day. So to be out here now with my friends, doing what we love, going up against...
Let's go, Robert, waiting on you.
Great competition.
Now, that is a way to build team camaraderie, but Bibbs, not cool. Not cool there. Now, this next segment is super sweet. Going to introduce you to some furry friends of Scooby Wright in this week's That's My Dog.
This is Sir Rocco right here, an English bulldog, about 4 years old. And this is my dog, Regan's, little rescue dog from Tucson. He's a puppy still, he just turned one a couple weeks ago.
I think I got him when he was 17 pounds, and he had burn marks on his paw from the asphalt in Tucson because it's so hot there.
And his bones were all sticking out. Then you fast forward a couple months later, he's 100 pounds and sleeping on a Tempur-Pedic mattress bed. When I was going through my surgery and stuff, he was there, because I lived by myself, and he was there with me in Tucson. And he's been there through hard times and good times, so I was very fortunate to have him through that time. One of my aspirations to life after football is eventually want to try to have an animal rescue farm here in this big area. And that's kind of one of my big goals I want to do. Man's best friend.
Love that he wants to open up a dog shelter after football. Very cool, Scooby. Keep it up and keep it right here. More Inside the Cleveland Browns coming right back. When Inside the Cleveland Browns returns, Joe Hayden joins us to talk about the new addition to this year's charity golf outing. And a few of the players head to Cedar Point to try out the new coaster, the Val Raven.
Holy moly!
Good luck, Cavs. The Browns are behind you. The city is behind you. We're all in. Let's win.
All right, welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Happy to be joined, of course, by Browns cornerback Joe Hayden. Joe, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man.
All right, so this is a great opportunity for you guys to get out here with some of the fans, some of the kids here. And one of the new things we've added behind us is the Dog Pound Games.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Dog Pound Games.
The Dog Pound Games is super fun, man. We're getting up with a lot of the kids from the community. Just having a great time, throwing the ball around with them, doing some football drills,
sure.
So just being able to interact with these kids and have a good time with them, and it's super special.
What is this day to you? Like, what does it mean to you to interact with the kids?
It means a lot, man, because, I remember when I was a kid and just being able to kick it with my local NFL players, just being able to talk to them, take pictures with them, have them throw me the ball. It was just amazing, you know what I'm saying, just being able to just vibe with them and being able for them to ask questions and just being a kid again.
In terms of all the activities you have today, I don't know if you're golfing or what you're doing, but what's the most special thing about today?
The most special thing is just being able to interact with the kids in the community, just throwing the ball to them, being able to have them ask you questions, silly questions, that a kid would ask, interacting and having just a good time. That's my favorite part.
Yeah. Well, not only are the players and coaches here having some fun with some of the kids, they're also doing a little golfing as well with some of the corporate partners. Take a look at some of the events from the afternoon.
Today we're at Westwood Country Club for our 17th annual Cleveland Browns Foundation Golf Tournament. Very excited to be out here. Beautiful day. We have a lot of our corporate partners out here today. We want to thank University Hospitals and Professional Travel for their support, along with 26 of our other corporate partners. The entire team is out here today. We have the entire coaching staff, and as you can see behind me, they're involved with a lot of kids from our different grant programs. This event has raised $2.8 million for the foundation. That money is directly invested back into the community, and we support education and youth development programs, many of which are out here today. So we have Shoes and Clothes for Kids, we have our Cleveland Metropolitan School District Get to School Campaign Program, our Adapted Football. So about six or seven different partners are out here today, and that's exactly where the funds go.
You guys are following us around.
All green. I got a problem.
It didn't hit on board, brother.
I'm trying to be a two-sport athlete.
Oh! Woohoo! The fact that the entire team is here, it really, again, speaks to where our organization stands in terms of what we believe in the community that's important from the top down. This is Coach Jackson. Our owners, Dee and Jimmy, are very involved in the community. And hopefully everyone who's out here today experiencing the activities with the players and kids that this is what we're about. We love being part of the community, and we appreciate their support.
Obviously, Joe, it's fun to be out here with some of the kids, right, having a good time. But you are in town, getting a little bit of work in, not on the field, but off the field. How's the rehab going for you?
Rehab's going really well. You know, I'm just working hard every day, coming in there at 6 o'clock every morning, mm-hmm. You know, getting my treatment, getting my rehab. It's going really well, you know what I'm saying, just working with these guys. And the biggest part, I've been also, since I was here with Ray and with Lou Trophy, the defensive coordinator and my DB coach, I'm able to really teach a lot, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. Since I'm not being able to participate in OTAs, it's more of a coach being able to understand. I know the defense, I know the scheme, so the younger guys, letting them know what's up. And just at the same time, just making sure I'm doing whatever I can to be able to get back so I don't miss any games.
Hey, Bill, we look forward to having you back on the field, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
it. There's Joe Hayden, of course, cornerback for your Cleveland Browns. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back at you. Coming up next on Inside the Cleveland Browns, tight end E.J. Bibbs faces his biggest fear.
Zoom in on him, please. Look at, you can see the sweat dripping off his
face. Oh, you putting the camera on me, bro? This is, y'all are dirty. Y'all said we family.
Hey, the time is now, Cavs. Bring one home to Cleveland. Everybody's rooting for you. Everybody's cheering you on. Everybody has faith in you. Believe one. Let's go, Cavs. Let's go.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Hey, Justin, have you ridden Cedar Point's new Valraven roller coaster yet?
I've rode nearly every ride there, but not that one.
Oh, my gosh. You have to. So much fun. I had a chance to ride it, and so did a couple of the Browns players. Check it out.
Gary Barnage. I'm here with a bunch of my buddies. We're here at the new ride, Valraven, here at Cedar Point. This is part of the Browns Buckeye list, and we're going to have so much fun. This kid right here is probably going to cry.
I'm in this right now. I might cry.
Definitely got to check this out.
Okay, I'm sitting back. I'm not getting on that one. I'm not getting on that one, bro.
Zoom in on him, please. Look at, you can see the sweat dripping off his face.
Oh, you putting the camera on me, bro. This is, y'all are dirty. Y'all said we family.
Are you guys ready to ride?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, God. Oh, I want to take off. Holy moly! God!
Here we go!
Tell you the truth, I've already blacked out a couple times. let me sit this one out, though, and watch your face while you up there. You feel me?
You know one of the things I hate about riding roller coasters, Sarah?
What's that?
When you get off the roller coaster and you have to see the ridiculous face you made on the picture screen.
That's the fun part.
Well, I could imagine having the video in my face like the players, because those players were losing it on
I
that
know.
Ride.
It is so much fun. Got to check it out and do the front row. It's worth it. Well, thanks so much for spending your day with us at the Cleveland Browns Foundation Golf Outing. If you'd like to know more about how you can give back, visit clevelandbrowns.com/foundation.
And don't go anywhere. An all new Dog Pound Report is coming up next right here on News Channel 5. They're going to be talking OTAs and much, much more. And, of course, we'll be back next week. See you next week, Dog Pound.